Black Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the food bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the food bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty, and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out, I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association. Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody, good morning and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. We welcome you on this Friday morning. Also want to remind you that you can connect with us at our offices at 3717 Government Street. That's suite number 2, Alexandria, Louisiana. Zip it up with 71302. Or once again, go to our website. Y'all, thank y'all so much. We've been getting so many hits, and we are going to respond to all of your messages on our website. So please don't despair. We get your messages, and we'll be getting back with you. Again, www.onpointcxmas.com. And you know what I love the most about your connections? I love that you're sharing with us what you're doing. You're sharing your dreams. You're sharing your books. You're sharing what it is that you want to hear about. And that is just absolutely delightful. Now, if all of those things don't work for you, you can simply phone us at 318-445-5658. Now, y'all, it's Friday. You know it's summer vacay for the kids. They're out and about, and it's hot outside. You know, on one hand, you're like, okay, the kids need to get off the couch. They need to get out of the house, and they need to get outside and get active, y'all. But it is hot out there. Not only is it hot, but the heat index is astronomical. So if your kids are outside, outdoors, especially during the hottest parts of the morning and the day, we want to remind you to make sure that they stay hydrated. And I also want to remind you about seniors. If you've got little old neighbors that live right next to you or right down the street from you, periodically, I know we're all running, but please make sure that you're keeping a check on them. A lot of our seniors are not, can you believe it, are not using their air conditioning because they're trying to make sure that they keep those bills down, and they're using fans and they're sitting on the porch. So please make sure that you're watching out not only for our kids, but for our seniors. Y'all, it's Friday, and you know it's real women, real talk. You're on point. We're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we'll introduce you to our real women for real talk after this. Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and LeChip benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
J&J Exterminator is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Open your mind to a fresh new world of taste at McDonald's. Introducing the spectacular new Premium McWrap, a dazzling fusion of tender, crispy, or grilled chicken and fresh veggies, all wrapped up in three phenomenal flavors: chicken and bacon, chicken and ranch, and sweet chili chicken. It's an astonishing, tasty experience that will pull you in again and again. The irresistible Premium McWrap, a whole new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Stop pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Sinlaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with heart.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avol's Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey sis, brought you McDonald's new Egg White Delight McMuffin.
Thanks, but I don't do egg whites.
They're freshly grilled.
Tempting, but I'll pass.
Topped with melty white cheddar.
Ooh, that is my favorite.
So take a bite.
I don't do egg whites. Well, okay. I don't do just one bite.
Delicious, game-changing egg whites and white cheddar are now available on every breakfast sandwich, like the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit.
McDonald's has these freshly grilled egg whites on lock.
It's another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 7:49 if you're just getting your morning started, 8:49 Eastern. And today, of course, is Friday, June 28th. This segment is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, Hixon Automotive Group, and Amerigroup Real Solutions. Hey, we want to get right on point with our Real Women Real Talk. This morning, we're joined by Lamia Pitbull Solomon, although she is meek to my left this morning. She's the branch manager at Wood Forest Bank. Teresa Greer, who is from Red River Bank. She is the loan officer at Red River Bank. And Lisa, feisty, strong white woman, Campo. And Lisa, your company is?
American National Insurance.
American National Insurance. Ladies, good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
All right, so this is what we're talking about this morning. I read an article, and then I also got a chance to view the clip of Gabrielle Union talking about mean girls. And so we went further to really research the mean girl syndrome, and I was so moved by what she said that I really wanted to share it with all of my sisters this morning, D.C., so that they could hear what she had to say. And then from there, we're going to talk about why we gossip, why we bash each other's reputation, why there is such social exclusion among women, why we steal each other's boyfriends and husbands, and on and on and on. Is that ready to go? All right. Hey, everybody, I really want you to take a close listen to this and see. It comes from Oprah Show and women talking, and it is so moving and so compelling that I just wanted you to hear it. Go ahead.
Do you think the girls got meaner as the chances, the opportunities opened up? Because obviously these guys have been in it a little longer than you have been in it. Do you think that the competition and the fierceness of that competition sort of increased the mean factor?
I think nowadays there is this celebration of, as kids say, the ratchet, you know, yeah, the ratchetness, that you're supported in tearing other people down.
Hey, now you're hearing Gabrielle Union talk. This is a conversation with Oprah, Alfre Woodard, Felicia Rashad, and Viola Davis. And they're talking about Hollywood. But this morning, our conversation is going to be relegated to mean girls in general. Go ahead.
Of, as kids say, the ratchet, you know, yeah, the ratchetness, that you're supported in tearing other people down. There is a forum for it, and you, yeah, there's a huge spotlight on you to do that. And people were like, how did you move from being a mean, vindictive, hateful person who couldn't be happy for other people to embracing and truly being supportive? And really, it came down to, we were in a room, we were at a party, and, you know, I was holding court, because I can turn a phrase and be a little slick myself, and I was trashing somebody, you know, just ripping them to shreds, head to toe. And AJ pulls me aside, and she said, okay, now how did your life change? Did you get the guy? Did you get the job? Is your house any bigger? Did money just magically, you know, get put in your pocket? What positive happened in your life after you just tore that woman down?
Wow.
Other than you've just put out all this negativity in the world, and this woman whose power you want to take away, you've actually just empowered her by speaking of her for the hour that you were. But you gain nothing. You look like a hater now. Everyone has left you thinking, what a hateful little turd that you are.
Yeah. Were you doing that because you were afraid? I'm now going to try to analyze it. Were you a mean girl because you were afraid? You were afraid that other people would get things that you wouldn't,
yes,
whether it would be male attention or
absolutely, because there's only so much.
All right. And there it is. Everybody's mouth has fallen open. And that's just the way that I felt. But you know what I felt, ladies, more than anything? I felt a sense of her freedom, being able to say openly on Oprah television, Oprah's own network, to the world, this is who I was.
And myself personally, I have been on a journey of self-truth. Now, I don't believe that I was ever a mean girl, but I was on a journey and am on a journey of self-truth. And that was so authentic and so real that I really wanted for us to be able to talk about that. So what's your reaction, Lisa, to that?
What's sticking with me out of that whole conversation she just had, the interview, is her last phrase. I don't know if y'all remember it. There's only so much. We are raising children in a society where they, from the moment they are able to play wee ball, are jockeying for their place in society to be accepted and seen as a successful individual, whether it be in a sport or academically. As they get older, my mom and daddy or the so-and-sos, or my mom, we live in this subdivision, or we make this kind of money, or we drive these kind of cars. We are breeding our children to jockey from the moment their feet hit the ground for their place in the race in life. And, you know, you asked me earlier, you posed the question to all of us, were you a mean girl? I was not, so to speak, a mean girl. I went through a transition at age 15 as a freshman in high school with my family with a very ugly divorce and was humiliated by what was going on in my family financially. We lived in a middle to upper class subdivision. We were losing everything just when I was coming into my own.
Mm-hmm.
And so I became very guarded and secretive and kept my very close circle of 3 to 5 people. And so people looking on the outside looking in saw me as stuck up and exclusive versus me trying to guard and hide the painful journey I was going through. And did I lash out at people who lashed out at me? Oh, hell yes. I would just revel in the tearing down of someone who even tried to cross my path. My God, at one point they called me Brutus.
And are we, it's just like Oprah asked Gabrielle, were you doing it because you were afraid? Are we tearing each other down? And ladies, I really want you to listen with your heart, because it's so easy to sit in your car, at your office, wherever you are listening, saying, oh, I'm not a mean girl. I don't do that. But what I love about Gabrielle Union's truth is a word, new word, onus. She owned that.
Yeah.
You cannot deal with a thing until you own a thing. And so I did. I posed the question. Lamia, were you a mean girl?
I think my upbringing was a little bit different than those of us in the room, as far as I was raised around 7 boys. So I was a tomboy. And very tough. I mean, I was exposed to
Were
gangs.
You a fighter? Were you
I
a fighter?
I was a fighter. I was a true fighter. I had joined a gang and all these different things. So therefore, my upbringing was different. I wasn't that girly girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, my brothers and all of that, the way that they raised me was so different.
Did you call me a girly girl?
Then? No, but I'm just saying I wasn't a girly girl. So my truth was, later on, I didn't realize then that I was a follower.
Wow.
Because when you're in a gang, you're a follower.
Mm-hmm.
You're not a leader. You're a follower.
And so when did you come to that truth and be able to break away from that?
You know, in all honesty, I was grown. I was in my 20s before I realized that, okay, you know, I got away from gangs and changed my life around. That's when I started taking ownership of being me and realizing who I am. Did I want to, when I had my son, I had to make a choice. Do I want to live or do I want to die?
Mm.
But would you say that you were a product of your environment to survive, and you followed what you saw was giving these people strength to survive?
No, I was not a product of my environment, because, believe it or not, my family was wealthy. I chose that.
Mm-hmm. And see, this is the point that I hope that everyone will take away from this segment of the conversation, is that you have to own where you are
and what you're doing.
And see, most of us, T, wouldn't you agree, as women, we are so, well, I don't want to make this blanket statement. Let me say I. For a long, long time, I was so self-righteous. And all that means is thinking self is right, that we're really not able to own our truth. Because let me tell you something, I'm owning a lot of my truth, and it don't feel good.
Right.
And so I would pose that question to you, T. And T and I went to, and T and I in D.C., we all went to high school together, so I already know the answer. Mm-hmm. But I have to ask, were you a mean girl?
No, I wasn't a mean girl. But today, there's obviously some things that I'm not totally happy about that I would like to see improved, because I think about it all
like
the
what?
Time. How can I be a better person? So, thank you. So, how can I be a better person? How can I make an impact in more people's lives? And I work with, I have a lot of customers that are elderly, see them on a regular basis, and they're really, really nice people. And I just actually had this conversation with a coworker the other day, and I said, you know, I don't feel like I'm doing enough things to, enough good things. I'm not making enough difference in people's lives. And he said, you do. You may not realize it. He said, but your customers love you. He said, you wouldn't have, you know, had all the success when you changed your job from there to here at Red River Bank and had this big following. And these people that come in and will wait to see you or call you at your house.
But, T, you've always been a fun, loving, funny, I mean, just crack your side kind of funny person. And I asked you during the break before we started, was that so that people would embrace you, so that people wouldn't be mean to you? And you said what?
Well, I mean, that's a possibility, but that was just a part of my personality is what I don't guess I had figured out what being mean really does for you or doesn't do for you.
Mm-hmm.
So there was, nobody was doing me anything. I didn't need to prove any points.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody that I needed to hurt, you know, anything like that. So that just, it just didn't come naturally to be mean.
Absolutely.
I didn't have people in my household that were mean.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have other friends that were mean.
Right. And when there is a dearth, sort of, so to speak, and what that means is what it could be perceived or true, a shortage. When there is a dearth or not enough, we are so quick to blow out each other's light, thinking that if I blow out Lamia's light or T's light or Lisa's light, that mine is going to shine brighter.
Oh, that's true.
Mm-hmm. And it's just not true.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, it goes back to there's only so much light out there. Her statement, there's only so much out there. There's an insecurity.
But let me put that in context.
I'm not saying it's right.
Right. Now, let me put what she said about there's so much out there. They were talking in this context about actresses in Hollywood and roles for African-American women. But what I believe is that we can relegate that to anything, to the job, to the, you know, to the promotion, to whatever it is where we all feel like I want to be the one. We're like the kid in the class that's raising their hand saying, oh, pick me.
Mm-hmm.
But really what we really need to understand is that the gifts and the talents that we all have, whether we know it or not, it is absolutely biblical that the word says that they will make room for you. And we've got to get past this, let me cut her throat to make room for me.
And you know what? That's true. Like, at one point in your life, you have to understand what's for you, it's what's for you.
But you know
you
what,
Lamia,
we say that. We say that, and Christians say it all the time. I know what God has for me is for me. But then you see those same people still scratching out somebody's eye, still clawing to get to the top.
Insecurities.
And you know what? We've got to stop. We've got to stop being hearers and not being doers. James said when you do that, you're just deceiving yourself.
And you know what? I've said this on the show before. Like, I've done this, and I made sure that I come to truth. And it starts with us. We have to come to truth with ourselves. You know, like when you said that mean girl or that husband stealing, mm-hmm. or, you know, that woman that cheats. You know, like I said before, my self-truth was I was all those things.
Mm-hmm.
I was all those things. So I had to come to grips with, golly, yes, I was a whore, a gangbanger, all these different things. That was me. That was my self-truth to say, hello, this is not the life I want for myself.
And how did you get? And how did you get? And not to cut you off, but this is an incredible point, because most people don't have the freedom and the ability to own who they were, especially if they've been saved and filled.
And you know what? If you've been saved and filled, then that's when you ought to have some self-truth. Because you cannot say, I'm saved, I'm filled with the Holy Ghost, but I'm only going to have self-truth when it's convenient.
Absolutely.
For me.
And so no. How did you start, you know, to be able
it's hard to
not only, yeah, it's hard.
It's
was
hard.
There a turning point for
yeah, it, where it, was it, the turning point for you?
The turning point was, like I said, my children.
Mm-hmm.
They had the biggest impact. I mean, and mothers out there, they know the power your children have on you. You know, my daughter came to me and was like, Mom, why do you have a tongue ring? Like, what did that represent?
Wow.
Do you know?
What did that represent?
Thank you. And I was like,
no, I'm
you
asking.
Know what?
You know, here's this from the lady.
Party girl.
This from the lady. This from the lady that gave us mushing.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I had that tongue ring, and I thought I was the hottest, sexiest thing around.
Uh-huh.
And I thought that tongue ring represented, hey, my man, I'm keeping him happy. I'm going to put it in a polite way.
Uh-huh.
But in all actuality, what was it showing my daughter?
Mm.
And I had to take back, and I was like, okay.
What did you say to her, Lamia, when she said, Mom, why do you have a tongue ring?
And I said, you know what, Camellia? I was stupid. And I said, you know what? Mama is going to take it out right now.
Wait, is that a tongue ring is really for?
You know, I took it out.
Is it? Yeah, what is it for? Is it for oral sex?
Yes.
Wow, who knew?
Hey, if you got it in your mouth, whether it's for a woman or a man, uh-huh. I mean, that's what it's quote unquote to represent.
Uh-huh.
And I'm keeping it real. We're
absolutely
on a real talk show, so
absolutely
I'm keeping it real. So I had one of these things, and I
love
was like,
here.
You know what? If my daughter can question me, and I'm not sitting here thinking, because I was at that turning point in my life,
uh-huh,
anyway, you know what? Wait a minute. I have to show her better.
Right.
I have to do better. I have to look at myself in the mirror every day. So what I did was say, you know what? This is not what I want to show my children. I need to make a change, and it starts with me.
Mm. Hey, let me take a quick break here. Hey, everybody, it's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. You're on point. This is a conversation you absolutely don't want to miss. Stay with us.
Sleeping here alone. You know I dream in color and do the things I want. You think you got the best of me? Think you've had the last laugh? Bet you think that everything good is gone. Think you left me broken down? Think that I'll come running back? Baby, you don't know me, 'cause you're dead wrong. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name.
but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica!
Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and LACHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend.
And can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
J&J Exterminator is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC. Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey sis, brought you McDonald's new Egg White Delight McMuffin.
Thanks, but I don't do egg whites.
They're freshly grilled.
Tempting, but I'll pass.
Topped with melty white cheddar.
Ooh, that is my favorite.
So take a bite.
I don't do egg whites. Well, okay. I don't do just one bite.
Delicious, game-changing egg whites and white cheddar are now available on every breakfast sandwich, like the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit.
McDonald's has these freshly grilled egg whites on lock.
It's another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody, good morning and welcome back to On Point Talk, the official OPT network. This segment is sponsored by American Wholesale Mattress, Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, McDonald's of Alexandria, Southern Heritage Bank. They're an independently owned community bank. Y'all, they can't stop chattering. City of Alexandria Diversity and Action Program, Get Wired Satellites. And we want to remind you to get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. Hey, here's the number. 318-487-1881. This morning, we're joined by Lamia Solomon, Teresa Greer, and Lisa Campo. And we're talking about the mean girl syndrome, but even deeper than that, finding your own truth. And during the break, we were talking about our truths. And I'll just start with mine. And I said, there was a time in my life, I wasn't a mean girl, but I can honestly say that I thought more highly of myself than I should. And that meant walking into a room, believing that you own the room, and not really having this air about yourself that didn't say I was looking down on someone, but it to people, you can feel when
perception.
And really, when I came to my truth and owning that, it was about my own insecurities. It was about, I don't want to be judged, so I want to come across like I'm all that.
The judger.
And so now I'm just free to be me. And so everybody sort of had a story and a concept of who they were and where they were. And one of the things that we were talking about during the break is that as women, we will break either our backs or our husband's backs to make sure that we can live in the right neighborhood, to make sure that we can drive the right car, to make sure we have the right landscaping on the outside, if possible, to make sure you have the right furnishings on the inside, if possible, and to make sure everything is right. How do I know? I was that woman. And I said during the break, I was willing to sacrifice my husband's sanity, his well-being to hold it all up. When he finally told me, when we were living in Prairieville, an exclusive neighborhood on the lake, way more house than what we should have had at 31 years old. When he said, we're going to sell the house, I said, the devil is a lie. And I started praying that the house wouldn't sell. Long story short, the house sold, and here we are. But this is real truth about who you were and who you now are. And most people, T, cannot own that truth.
You're right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, now that you have, you know, you say that, there was a time when I thought that I was better than other people, too, based on where they, and I'm talking about much earlier. This goes back probably to high school. Not that I was mean to them because of it, but I did think that I was, better than them, or they were not as good as me, or they were a lower class or whatever it is. And still, from time to time, when you see somebody on Facebook, you have those thoughts about that flashback then, and you think, "Oh, I always thought I was better than them." You're right about that.
And it's just real truth. But right. See, nobody will say it, Lisa. Nobody will say it because we don't want to be judged.
Why are you picking on me?
I'm picking on you. Because you're a strong white woman, and I know you're going to say it.
Why am I a strong white woman? Let me ask you that question. Why?
Because.
Why do you think I am?
Because I think you. Because I think you live in self-truth, and I think you keep it real, and I think you're. Even though we all have fear, I think that you'll just say it anyway.
Yeah. Let me put this on the table. I have been exposed to very high concentrated levels of the mean girl. And so I've had a really great opportunity presented to me to really, and I'm making some lemonade out of those lemons. For a long time, I would cry about it, and my husband would be like, "Oh, baby, don't cry about it. They're just jealous." And I'm like, "Okay, are you out of your mind? Have you heard or seen some of these things these women are doing?" And it's not jealous, "Oh, I'm jealous of Lisa." I ain't got nothing to do with Lisa. It is about their own insecurities. Mm-hmm. It's not really a jealous thing lashed out at an individual. Right. It is that they are competing against others when you should never do anything but compete against yourself. Life is like the game of golf. You are no better than your last.
But when you say that, and people being mean, were you mean, though? I mean, because you can get reciprocal. The bitch can come out any of us.
I agree with that. And I think, though, we talked about this several weeks ago. When the woman walks in the room, y'all all automatically start perceiving her in your own mind because of the shoes she's got on or her lipstick color, whatever the case. And one of the things that I have learned is that you've got to have healthy boundaries. To protect yourself from the social vampires who are waiting to suck the joy out of your day because of their own insecurities and their own shortcomings, what you weigh versus what they weigh, how tall you are versus how tall. You cannot do that to yourself or you will never be. I am totally happy with who Lisa is.
Mm-hmm.
Go get happy with yourself, and then I bet we could be much better friends.
Absolutely.
Right. So it's always this constant. And y'all, we've got them in our heads.
Comparison and it's negative self-talk. Go ahead, Lamia.
It's childish, too.
It's childish.
It's immature. It's childish. Uh-huh. But at one point in your life, and I say this all the time because one thing I will do, I'll put my business out there and I'm going to keep it 100% real.
Mm-hmm.
At one point in your life, you have to say, you know what, like Gabrielle said, what did you get out of it?
What did you get from tearing somebody down?
What did you get from it? You know, what did you get from tearing this person down? Okay, are you speaking the truth or are you speaking gossip? Or is it?
And it's probably
insecurity?
A little bit of both. It might be a little truth mixed with gossip, but it's reputation bashing.
Right, it's bashing their reputation at the end of the day. And what did you get out of it? So you know what? One of the things I took from one of our previous shows is you every day lift somebody up every day. Like today, I was having a bad day and you came and you prayed on my head. I mean, I'm like, okay, I got this headache, I'm having a bad day, got some issues going on. You came, you prayed on my head. That helped me mm-hmm. because I had to get in my mind. I had to get my mind
And we
right.
have to be big enough to say to our sister, I said, let me just lay my hands on you and
That's
pray.
Right.
I felt that negative energy coming out. You see, every single day, we really try to share with people that there are forces mm-hmm. that are competing for your attention. And you can be overcome by the good forces and shout to the world, oh, it's going to be a great day. Or you can be overcome by the negativity and it will drag you down.
Right.
And so we had this lady on yesterday. Her name is Carol Ladd. I absolutely love her. Her book is called Positive Life Principles for Women. And one of the things that she said in the book is about giving someone else an emotional bouquet. And that's essentially what I gave you this morning.
Right. And I appreciate that. And one of the things, you know, I do practice and I tell my team at my bank, I don't care who comes in here. If they're having a bad day, okay, they're going to take it out on us. And, Teresa, you know, in banking, we're the main ones. They take it out on us. But at the end of the day, share something positive.
Unless they need a loan. They're going to be sugary.
Nice. Yeah. You're talking about the emotional bouquet.
But be positive.
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah, we're talking about the emotional bouquet. And are we giving it enough?
And I say we're not. And I'm going to give you this example. A couple of weeks ago, we were getting dressed to go somewhere, and I was pondering around in my closet. And normally when I start changing clothes 100 times, Craig knows I'm up to something. Something's eating at me.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, he's like, what's the matter? He comes in there and he says, what's the matter? And I said, I just don't feel good. I don't feel comfortable with what I'm wearing. He goes, why? And I said, I just want to be invisible tonight, because I knew I was going somewhere where there were, instead of people that present you with emotional bouquets of gifts, they like mm-hmm. to drop emotional little verbal bombs on you.
Mm.
And then they follow it with, I was just kidding.
What they follow with,
I was just kidding.
Uh-huh.
JK. And I'm going, no, you're not. You know what? Have some balls. If you're going to use that phrase, have some balls and at least stand behind
you.
Well, friends, family, whatever the situation may be,
mm-hmm.
these are people you can't cut out of your life.
Right.
However, you've still got these relationships going on. So I told Greg, I just want to be invisible.
And how do we deal with those emotional bombs versus
emotional bouquets?
The thing is, and this is going to be very strong, we can only do, well, or people can only do to us what we
agreed.
Allow them to do.
Mm-hmm.
We give them the manipulation.
But can't you
admit though that when people say things that are negative or critical or condescending, that it does get into your psyche?
Okay, but think about this. Let me ask you a question. A lot of people say, she made me mad.
You allowed her to.
Who made you mad?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody can get mad unless you let them.
Okay, so
how come you can't turn it around and be like, okay, if this woman comes to you and says, Lisa, you're a bitch, and you smile at her.
That is so sad. That's my new phrase. Have you heard of love and logic?
No.
Love and logic. Everyone stop what you're doing and write down the words love and logic. Google it. It's two doctors, a father and a son, and this is it's a way that they actually work with the teachers with Montessori use it, and it is a way of communicating. And when someone starts pulling on your tethers and jerking with you like that, one of the big responses that you say, you give their bomb back to them.
Yes.
And instead of giving them your tears, you look at them and you tell them, that is so sad. And you just turn around and walk away.
But you know what? Where people are giving us their emotional bombs as opposed to the emotional bouquets. And we are in the, what I call the epicenter of the Bible Belt. I mean, the absolute center.
Mm-hmm.
But we so forget to walk in love. And every single morning, especially with those people that DC and I call porcupines, those people that are just so darn hard to love. I mean, porcupine, you know what a porcupine
yes.
is. Imagine
yes.
a porcupine. And they're hard to hug. They're hard to love. But the real test every day, especially when you say you love God, is to love them.
But throw a blanket on them.
Oh, I like that.
Throw a blanket on them. Pick them up with a blanket.
That's
and say, hey.
That is so
sad. You know what?
Uh-huh.
Carlette, you know what? I know you got your radio show, but, girl, there's some things you know you need to change.
You done changed.
You think you all that.
Do people really say things like that?
Yes.
They do.
Lord.
Hey, it's real women. Real talk Friday. And you know what? The only criteria is that you got to be real. Hey, everybody, you're on point. The official OPT Network. I got to take a break here, but we're back right after this.
Listen as your day unfolds. Challenge what the future holds. Try and keep your head up to the sky. Lovers, they may cause you tears. Go ahead, release your fears. Stand up and be counted. Don't be ashamed to cry. You gotta be bad. You gotta be bold. You gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard. You gotta be tough. You gotta be stronger. You gotta be cool. You gotta be calm. You gotta stay together. All I know, love will save the day.
Pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Cinelaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with heart.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union.
The credit union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey sis, brought you McDonald's new Egg White Delight McMuffin.
Thanks, but I don't do egg whites.
They're freshly grilled.
Tempting, but I'll pass.
Topped with melty white cheddar.
Oh, that is my favorite.
So take a bite.
I don't do egg whites. Well, okay. I don't do just one bite.
Delicious game-changing egg whites and white cheddar are now available on every breakfast sandwich, like the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit.
McDonald's has these freshly grilled egg whites on lock.
It's another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to On Point Talk, the official OPT network. Hey, we've been getting so many calls about J&J exterminating. Listen, if you have those, you know, that dirt on your wall probably means you got some problems. You need to phone J&J Exterminating 318-448-4000 or 800-819-5323. Also, McDonald's of Pineville. If you're just joining Real Women, Real Talk Friday, we're joined by Lamia Solomon, Teresa Greer, and Lisa Campo. What? Okay, Lisa's mic is on. We got a shout out. We got people texting in. Go
Lisa
ahead.
Lisa Love over at CrossFit has got us tuned in.
Lisa Love, what's
and her
up?
Her gorgeous, beautiful self.
What's up, my sister Lisa Love? We're talking about mean girls, Lisa Love, and how, and I know Lisa.
No,
Lisa's not mean at all, but she is working with young girls. And really, that will take me to the next point. Girls on the Run is what she's working with. And your daughter did it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a part of that committee as well. And I think as we talk about girls on the run and mean girls, we've got to start talking to our girls.
Oh, I've been sitting here thinking about that the whole time. Yeah, I mean, my daughter's 11. She goes to a private school, only like 150 kids.
Wow.
And it just scares me to death after she finishes that school for her to be exposed to a bigger school with more people,
uh-huh,
with all these mean kids.
Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. And is there, mean. Now let me ask you this, do kids that go to private school have a sense of privilege?
Oh, yeah, I would say so.
You know what I'm saying? So what does that do to their character in thinking that, oh, my parents can pay, it's exclusivity? You know what I'm saying? So are we, no, listen to this.
Okay.
Are we as parents, now this is dealing in truth,
mm-hmm,
are we as parents sending our kids a very covert, a very secret, subtle message? And DC and I have really been talking about the messages that we as parents are sending. We got to be careful.
Yeah. I mean, I think she doesn't even realize the difference between my mama pays $600 a month or these other kids go to school for free. I don't even think she realizes that. But I do think that, I mean, they're a close-knit group. She only has, she has three classes together. I'm saying three grades.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever, though, before this moment, thought about talking to her about Mean Girls?
I talk to her about herself.
Mm-hmm.
I tell her that I don't, you know, if I hear something that comes out of her mouth, I say, no, I'm not raising you to be like that.
Mm-hmm.
I am not raising you to be mean and to say ugly things like that. And all the time, you know, she's at that age, I guess, where she compares what other kids do
right.
her
mm-hmm.
age. And I said, don't worry about that. That is not your business.
And, you know, I think it's like what Lamia said. All of our kids, and even as adults, we can be followers. You know, as women, you know, we have this sense of exclusivity. We've got this group and this club and this organization and that organization. And only the select can belong to that.
And you know what? With my daughter, what I'm teaching her, in which all mothers I pray all mothers are teaching their children, is to be that leader. Do not fall into society, you know. And I teach her by telling her my mistake.
Mm-hmm.
My mistake was I was that one that fell into what, you know, the next person was doing, or I was that one. I made bad choices. I don't want you to make those choices. I want you to be a leader. So, and she has. I mean, I take pride. She's 13. She's a straight A mm-hmm. student still, and she's not falling into what her friends mm-hmm. around her is doing right now.
And let me just add this caveat, because I don't want anybody to think that we have crossed channels. The syndrome as Gabrielle Union was talking about right. her own truth. And then so we started researching it. It's something called mean girl syndrome. Mm-hmm. Now, we know that the women that were talking were not girls. They're women. And I believe that there is a specific reason why it's being called mean girl.
Well, because it starts our childhood. Right. And look, let me just say this. If you're a mother listening right now, don't be guilty of breeding it.
And you
because
know what?
You've got to be honest with your children.
And
you've
got to be honest.
We're talking about this self-truth. And I'll use this as an example. In junior high, oh, dear God, all save us when we're putting a child through junior high because it is the hard. That's where the mean
girls.
And we're saying mean girls, but I've had a son and I've seen it happen
mean
in
boys
both sexes.
Too. That's
okay?
right. Mm-hmm.
So let me just say this. I had a child come home and it says to me, XYZ, and during her junior, it's junior high time, judging another one. And I stopped and I listened to her, you know, judgmental statements in regards to this person's actions and doings and whatnots. And I just said, you know, that's just really sad. I hope you can pray for her because you don't know what's going on in her home that's making her act out this way for mm-hmm. attention in public. And I know we hear that saying, apples don't fall far from trees. Mm-hmm. Mamas, if you are listening and you are the woman that Carlette said she was, I know I can walk into a room and my poo won't stink or mm-hmm. I'm better than you. Mm-hmm. You need to stop dead in your tracks because you're raising a mean girl. Mm-hmm.
And let me just add this caveat. That's who Carlette was a lot of years ago.
Yes,
that person
was.
Is dead.
Was what?
She yes. dead.
We done buried her.
She dead.
We bringing flowers.
She don't
but
live
you
there.
You can be but, that mama. Think about it. That's also those mamas out there that are raising those daughters to think that, okay, you know what? You dancing with that boy and talking about that girl is okay because you know what? Mama's still doing it. You doing all these different things. Mamas, let's put it in perspective. Mm-hmm. If my child can look at me and say, Mama, why is that tongue ring in there? Then your child is looking at you saying, why are you backing it up against the wall, breaking it down? I seen you doing splits last night with X.
You've got to set the example.
In your face.
You've got
You're
to set
setting
the example.
Example.
Right.
And that daughter is seeing that, or you got that little girl that's 5 or 6 years old that you're teaching her
how
to dance that way and how to talk and smart off at the mouth, and you think it's okay and you think it's cute because she's 2, 3, 4, mm-hmm. 5. And then when she's 17, 18 and knocking you across your head mm-hmm. because you've raised this mean, stuck up, ghetto, slam the door in your face, it's my room type child, then you have a problem with it. No. Look at yourself.
But you know what? This is what I'm finding on my own personal journey. And I don't know who listening. I don't even know if you guys are or have even contemplated this self-truth. And I was saying to you guys during the break is that there's no secret. DC and I have been very transparent about our lives. And we have shared that DC's a recovering addict alcoholic. And once we got on the path, on the road to recovery, recovery begins with truth. You see, you can't recover without first being honest. And then as you start on the road to honesty, you start to look at yourself. Mm-hmm. And what I'm concerned about for all people listening, even people that I know and I love and I'm talking to, and I hear them talk, and I see that they're not living in their own truth. And let me tell you how I know, because I was one of those people that if you said something to me about what I was doing or that you saw something that was honest, I would justify it. Then yeah. I would rationalize it. And then I would minimize it. So what I'm saying is that most people, like you're talking about moms, if you're doing it, and you don't expect that your daughter's doing it, or even if you're teaching her, but it's cute now, and when she gets older, whatever it is, whether it's to be a prissy queen, or mm-hmm. whether it's, to, you know, whatever it is, until you find your own truth, you can't teach truth.
That's right.
Well, and you know, one of the things I'm listening to you say this, and it's like, why would you nurture your child into a personality that's full of insecurity?
But you don't.
But you don't,
but you don't know you're doing
and
it.
And I
don't
do.
Know
I
that you're doing
that.
It. You know why?
Who breaks
you know
the
why?
Cycle?
That's right. But you know why? If I'm insecure, and things validate me, uh-huh. I was one of those people that had to have, listen, I was one of those people that had to have clothes in my closet that had the tags on them, or else I didn't feel comfortable. I had to have new stuff.
Come shop in your closet.
She's dead.
Oh, we did her.
She's dead.
And you burned the clothes, huh?
No, I didn't burn the clothes.
Girl, don't get crazy now. She killed her. We kept the clothes.
And
but you know what? I had,
rid of the tags.
I didn't, and I didn't, you know, it made me feel better if I was shopping. But see, really, now that I'm in truth and I've grown up, I know that that's all about insecurity. But guess right. what? If you don't ever come to that revelation and that realization, you stay there. And then you buy your daughter or your son those things because they got to right. have the best Jordans or the best Michael Kors bag or Louis Vuitton or whatever.
And it's passed down. That's right.
And it's passed down. So you don't even realize you're doing it. So how can you teach this child about truth when you're not living there? Oh, right. I hear the music. This is just really smart talk for smart people. And it's real women, real talk. And you're on point.
You're probably on your flight back to your hometown. I need some shelter of my own protection, baby. Be with myself in center, clarity, peace, serenity.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to On Point Talk, the official OPT network. Y'all know it's Friday. It's Real Women, Real Talk. I got to remind you that St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital still has mammograms. They're free. Thank you guys for calling. Thank you, Ms. Shepherd, for calling and inquiring about how to get your free mammogram. You just don't know how much that blesses us. Here's the number once again. It's 318-487-1122. The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Davis One Stop. Walker Automotive Group. When others won't, Walker absolutely will. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. DC is in my ear. Darlene St. Romain and her team. What an incredible team. And then we want to remind you to get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. And of Oyles Parish, the number to phone for all of your home, auto, life insurance, 318-346-6695. You know what? This conversation has been so enlightening and so real. And I said to the ladies during the break that, yeah, I was one of those women. And I know I'm not the only one, because you know what? I feel you guys in the spirit. You were some of those women that had to have tags in your on your clothes, in your closet. And I have never verbally said that to anybody, you know, publicly at all, that that's who I used to be. Now, I went from being a avid shopper, spending money like there was no tomorrow because DC made a lot of money. We had money. I could do it. To growing up and the turning point, somebody saying, what was your turning point? The turning point was having children, having a child, and not wanting him to be fueled and defined by materialism.
And it's a whole new level these days.
It's a whole new level. Mm-hmm. And so we went from one extreme of being just spin to so frugal that my mother said, you don't even make sense anymore. She said, you're so tight that you squeak when you walk. But it's all about growing up. And I'm going to tell you, if people don't take anything from this conversation, ladies, I hope that it will be self-reflective, that you will stop looking at what everybody else is doing and what everybody else has. And Lisa, you're shaking your head, and just start to look at yourself.
I just agree with you. I mean, if you can hear our voices, the next time you come across a woman's path, bless her with an emotional bouquet mm-hmm. versus an emotional bomb that you are carrying around from your own self-pity. Mm-hmm. Let it go, for God's sake.
Yes.
I mean, you're doing nothing positive in the world. If you put happy, happy, how happy out in your mm-hmm. day, you're going to feel the strength of your success. If it's negative, you're going to continue to wallow in it. Get out mm-hmm. of it. You're keeping mm-hmm. yourself there.
Mm-hmm. And you know what else, too? Somebody said it earlier, Lisa. You were saying, you know, there's so many comparisons. And what Carol said in this book, and Carol, thank you so much. I know you're listening in Dallas via our website, www.onpointcxmas.com. But y'all, this is a small book. It is power packed, but it has got some real, real deep truths in it. And she says in this book, when you get into comparing yourself, you get into pride. And the reason why we're doing much of what we are doing is that we are insecure. And nobody wants to admit that they were insecure. But my point was, Lisa, you said, and we do this all the time, you meet women and you'll either say, oh, what's your skinny self? Mm-hmm. Oh, you're so skinny. And this
must be nice.
And this is supposed to be, is this supposed to be a compliment? I don't know. Or we'll look at somebody and say, oh, you done gained weight, but it looked good on you. You look good though. And so this is like a backhanded compliment. And this is not an emotional bouquet.
It's a backhand slap in the face.
I'm going to tell you, either way, this is not an emotional bouquet. This is really, I think, an emotional bomb. And we've added emotional bomb to the emotional bouquet. And I think we need to be careful about the way that we greet each other, the way that we handle each other. And if you really just, if you're looking at that woman and you like her figure or whatever, you can just say, it's great to see you.
Yeah.
That's true.
And where did it go? What's the little saying? If you don't, okay, elementary, ready? Write this one down. Long time, it's an oldie but a goodie. You don't have something nice to say. What? Mm-hmm. Don't say it at all. What the heck?
That's like seeing that baby that you think is not that cute. You say, oh.
That's
a cute outfit.
That's a precious outfit you got on your baby.
Only LaMia could. All babies are cute. Oh, come on.
You see that baby and what's the baby's name? Mercedes? No, I think Pinto.
Every mama's baby is beautiful.
That's the mean girl syndrome. That's what we're talking about, right?
Oh,
that's the
mean, now that goes beyond mean girl to criticize somebody's.
But I'm giving an example of, you know, you're looking at this baby and you think, you know what? That baby is not that cute.
You know, Seinfeld did an episode on that. If you've ever seen the Seinfeld episode where they all have to go see the baby, and Elaine, the mother's like, is he not the most beautiful baby you've ever seen? And Jerry's going, most beautiful baby I've seen, yeah. But, you know, it is. You have got to learn that the words that you put out into the community, into the air, affect everyone else. Mm-hmm. It's about you. It's about everybody else sometimes. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's hard for people to learn that.
And you know what? And this is what I want to say in regards to how we opened the show with Gabrielle Union.
That was not my comment. Let me
go
say
ahead
that.
And clear that
let
up.
Clear that up. Okay. First of all, I don't do that. I was giving an example.
I feel you.
I got to clear that up because I don't want you to get on to me at the end of the day.
No.
You were thinking.
She's a baby talker.
And you know what? Bad baby talker.
And you know what I love about Real Women, Real Talk? No matter what group of women that we bring in, there is always a camaraderie and a bond. And I believe that we can just be so honest and so free with each other that we can just say things that are good, positive things. We can give that emotional bouquet and have that other person think, maybe I could have handled that differently. Or, maybe do that. We are so running down on time, but this is what I want to finish by saying. I love what Gabrielle said at the end of her speech or her talk, because she had given a talk at Essence Magazine Women's Luncheon in Hollywood. And she had gotten an award for being fierce and fabulous. And let me just make sure. She had gotten an award. And then she said, you know, I saw the light, but I see so many of my fellow sisters not seeing the light. And what I thought about when she said, I finally saw the light, is that every individual has to search themselves and find your own truth. And I'm telling you, it is so easy to lie to yourself, to minimize, to justify, and to just say, no, I don't do that. And so
quit competing with people. There's always going to be somebody that has more money than you, that is richer, has more clothes, more jewelry.
Finer than you, looks
always
better than you.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, let me just leave you with this quote that came from Carol's book. It says, face your fears. Courage faces fear and thereby masters it. Cowardice represses fear and is thereby mastered by it. The great Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said that. Hey, face your fears and get past it and be honest, be true. LaMia Solomon, Teresa Greer, Lisa Strong White Woman Campo. Thank you guys so much for joining us this Friday for Real Women, Real Talk Friday. And thank all of you for spending what we consider to be the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. You know why we do it? We do it because we love you. But God loves you even more than that. So don't forget, this is critical. Don't forget to love yourself and be the change that you want to see. Stop talking about it. Stop saying it and be about it. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe weekend. And guess what? We're going to see you right back here on Momentum Monday. Thank you, guys.
On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1 or log on to www.onpointcxmas.com.